Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. Knowing your strengths is really important. And one of the things that I would encourage you to do as a leader, as an individual contributor, is to do some form of assessments. I'm going to do a quick review. You know, when you think about doing a DISC assessment, it doesn't really list your strengths, yet it gives you concrete, contextual insight to who you are. Now, I happen to be a high I, which is an influencer. We're enthusiastic, we're opportunistic, we like to share our ideas. The D is dominant, the C is conscientiousness, and then the S is supportive. Steadiness. Now, when you think about DISC, it gives you an understanding of who you are. The other assessment I would encourage you to do is something called the EQI. Now, we're actually certified in both assessments, but EQI is assessing your emotional intelligence. You know, for me, right before the pandemic, I got certified by a gentleman by the name of Ed Hennessy out of Dallas, Texas. And I remember he was the facilitator and he said, well, who would like to role play with me? I said, well, I'll go with you. And we've really struck up a great friendship. He's a wonderful man. His wife, Chris, who runs the company with him, they're just wonderful people. And he said, when I got my assessment, he goes, what do you think your low score is? And I said, empathy. He said, you're right. And we got into this discussion. So for the past 6-7 years, or whatever the time frame's been, I've been practicing empathy, seeking how other people are feeling, showing consideration. And I have to be honest with you, it was hard. It's still hard. And I'm the kind of a person who really is the person who I'll grind through it. I'll work through it. You know, I love Denzel Washington's quote. This may be my favorite quote. Hard work works. I don't think a lot of people always work hard. Now, that might be a jaded view. It's just a perspective and a belief that I have. Yet what I found myself doing was bestowing that belief system on other people's shoulders. How unfair, especially for someone who teaches coaching. And so as I started to show empathy, I noticed something. Things got better. Our teamwork at our company, our collaboration, our consideration got better. You know, we don't fix people. We navigate and adjust and tweak and we change with them. So find an assessment. I would encourage you to look into DISC. I would encourage you to look into emotional intelligence. Now, I am not against MBTI, which is the Myers-Briggs, I think it's training instrument, and that measures your personality. So I think I'm like an ENFJ. E is extrovert, I is introvert. Obviously, not a shock, especially as a high I in DISC. My personality trait is I'm an extrovert. I always worry about those assessments because you don't really change personalities. You can't coach to personality. It gives you a conscientious understanding of who you are and who other people are. You can do the same thing with DISC, which is a little bit easier to apply. So think about finding an assessment and then asking yourself after the assessment results from DISC to EQI to even that SOAR analysis we covered in the last episode, how do I go about leveraging those results to do what? To truly understanding how I can leverage those results to support my strengths and address the areas where I have opportunity to build more strengths. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.